Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. Before we go to Blake Ruffino, the boys out in California, let us know that running backs Kendra Miller and Devin Neal are practicing today. We'll get more information about the practice sessions in the 6 o'clock hour with Deuce McAllister. But good news that both Kendra Miller and Devin Neal back on the practice field. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line and bring in the founder, CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network, Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. I haven't been trying to avoid you the last 2 weeks. It's just, you know, Charmin football, Lane mixing up my times every now and then on days we can and can't be out there. So I'm glad to be here with you today.
Blake, is that time during fall practice where, man, everybody's tired as hell. And I think one thing with Coach Kiffin, he's sort of testing them now. Okay, you guys think you're tough and you came in here in great shape. We're going to test you just how great a shape you in. And I think it's that time of the year where for some guys it's like, man, I done hit the wall. Because it's hot, it's humid, and you getting new things thrown at you because it's a new regime. And so how has that affected the practice that you've been able to see? I know you don't get to see the entire practices, but from what you've been able to see, because, man, I know when it gets to that halfway point or a little bit more, man, you hear the huffing and puffing.
Yeah, I think for me, whether it's us being there or some of the things coming out of the scrimmage or Mike, whatever it may be, I do think that this is the toughest point for them. This is the toughest week, Mike, you know, because this is a little bit past the halfway point. I do think that they are looking forward to tomorrow's quote unquote walkthrough, which, by the way, I've never heard of the walkthroughs that Lane Kiffin goes through in reference to, you know, Mike, I'm hearing that, you know, last week there was a 3-hour walkthrough. A 2.5-hour walkthrough, whatever it is, you know, 195 plays running a walkthrough. Regardless of that, it is getting tough. And Mike, here's the good thing about Lane. I think that there are two personas of him, as you and I have been discussing. The off the field that everybody gets enamored with, but then they don't see the on the field and what we see at practice. And I think that if you slip up and you don't give 100% effort, your job will be taken. And Mike, I'm not so convinced right now, receiver. That hasn't happened to some extent. I'm not completely sold in my mind that that has not happened along the interior of the defensive line, good or bad. And so I just think that if you don't go out there, if you're an LSU football player today and you don't go through this toughness, your spot's going to get took. And so I say it like that just to say that I think that a lot of people coming out of this scrimmage learned that. They learned it in practice on Monday. Mike, I fully anticipate when we go out there at 6:30 tonight, they will do it again. And so, like, he is just going to play the dudes that are mentally tough and ready to go. So I don't know if that's the best way to answer your question, but if you're asking me, hey, Blake, 50,000-foot overview, what have you seen? It's more like, Mike, they're going to put in the dudes that are going to help them to win, and they don't care about anything else. They don't care about your mama. They don't care about your daddy. They don't care about how much money you make. If you are not going to give 100% effort, you're not going to play. And, Mike, I think that those two positions I just mentioned are probably the biggest two in there that I've noticed and how they just kind of overall run things.
Deuce was telling me this last week that at Ole Miss, it's like, because, you know, we talked about all the new receivers coming in, and it's like 9 or 10, 11 guys out there playing receiver. And he's like, Mike, I'm going to be honest with you. At Ole Miss, he normally would play 4 to 5 receivers. And he said 5 being the most. Mm-hmm. He didn't really stretch it beyond 5. So if you looked at it today, who would you think would be those 5 wideouts?
Yeah, this is in no specific order. Eugene Wilson will play if healthy, Mike. Let's knock on wood. Let's go light a candle at our local Catholic church. Jace Brown will be a part of that. Winnie Watkins. I do think that Jackson Harris might, you know, look, he's going to have to get some conditioning under his belt, okay? You can't run this offense if you're not conditioned. And Mike, I think there's a fight for that fifth. You know, I got to give Phillip Wright a lot of credit here, Mike. I mean, he has done some amazing things. He has done things that I think that have surprised me. And look, not so much in the pass game. I think a big thing for him that has set him apart, you know, talking about the scrimmage, Mike Ellis, you posted this video, so it's okay to talk about, I guess. The long run from Harlan Berry, it doesn't get sprung without that big block by Phillip Wright. And so I think that just doing the little things right for him very well might get him in that game early in the season and get him some playing time. I do think there's a fight between a lot of guys for, you know, a fifth rotational spot because, Mike, here's another thing, too. I don't know what they're doing at top. Well, let's rephrase that differently. I don't know how they're going to line up Tre'Davious Green in reference to what they want to do. And what do I mean by that? I think, Mike, that there are going to be certain formations and certain situations where in a typical just lineup formation, you would consider him a receiver, you know, or at least on paper to some extent. So I don't know if you throw him in there or how you want to utilize him. How do you utilize Malachi or Zach Grace, which, by the way, Mike, I don't know if Zach Grace isn't going to play in some of these run formations. I think it just depends. But in reference to receiver, I think those are your five right now. I don't know if Trey Brown is, you know, overtaking Phillip Wright. And Mike, to be completely blunt with you, I don't know if Phillip Wright hasn't moved himself into more of that fourth overall role. And a lot of guys are just battling it out. And I think, again, that's that position that, hey, look, man, you had Jace Brown with Winnie Watkins going down who had massive days. Mike, we have a segment on our YouTube channel that talked about the 2 days that he had. So people can go check that out. I just think that those will probably be the five. I would be lying if I told you, if you asked me right now, Mike, Blake, who are the five right now that are three right now that start against Clemson, I would say Larry, Curley, and Moe because I have no idea.
One thing I'm willing to bet you a really nice dinner on, you don't see Tre'Davious close to that line of scrimmage. They're going to flank him. His blood out. Man, I ain't getting him close to the line. I'm flanking him out.
Well, Supper Club on you is all I heard. But regardless, you're right. I mean, Mike, you've been in this game a long time. I mean, I don't know how you clarify him. You know, because he's not in a traditional slot in some of these situations, right? Like, I mean, he is and he's not. And so, again, that's why I mentioned Zach Grace. Mike, what's Zach Grace doing with ones? I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, I got a public school education, but, you know, I don't think I'm that dumb. So, again, I just look at him and say, Mike, how do you clarify him? I mean, when you have a Trips Wright situation, again, this is their video, so I'll use this. When you have a Trips Wright situation and he's not the slot guy, he's in between two other dudes, what would you clarify him as? So, again, are they using that as a formation to clear him out, to get him through the middle and clear things out? I don't know. Lane's a master and Charlie's a master at that. But, again, Mike, I think they're going to be very unique with him. I think Zach Grace, Malachi Thomas have a very big chance to play a lot here, depending on how they want to utilize Tre'Davious. But, again, I don't know. I'd be lying if I told you. But even to some extent on the boundary, you know, Mike, there was a formation during the spring where they went diamond right, Tre'Davious left. I mean, it's the same thing that Sloan ran, but what do you do? I mean, there's not a lot of options that you can do with somebody that size.
Yeah, and I think you can use him certainly a lot of different ways. And that one wide out and sort of banking on the other side, you're going to draw coverage. Tre'Davious is going to draw coverage no matter what. But if you got him outside, just one cat, man, they're going to have a host of people trying to cover him. I'm not going to say double team all the time, but he's going to be bracketed. They're not going to put one-on-one on him because you're not going to be able to cover him because of his size and his athletic skills. On defensive line, you brought up about the rotation up front, and how the young kids now, you know, you're going to have to use them one way or another. I'll tell you the story. Mm-hmm. Coach O has always mentioned to me, no matter where he's always been a guy that wants to rotate 8 to 9 guys. And the reasoning mm-hmm. is those last 5 minutes. He's been a stickler on that. That is where you're going to settle the game. And now today, even more than ever, having those fresh guys out there. And Ross has missed some time with an injury, correct?
Jordan Ross, yes.
And so how that's going to look up front also, and I think they're trying to find what's the best spot to play these young guys. Because not all of them are going to be the pass rushers. Not all of them may be great against the run. But there are going to be kind of times where you're going to have to spot them in there one way or another. And can they hold up? I think that's the learning curve here for these freshman defensive linemen.
Yeah, and what Mike, from what I've seen, look, we've talked about this interior defensive line probably the most of any position this fall. I just don't know, because there are plays that I don't know how else to say it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think that there have been plays this fall, there were plays this spring, where I think that I'm watching Richard Anderson and I'm like, that's an All-American. There are also situations, Mike, as a young player, that it becomes very boom or bust. That he's out of position and long runs start happening. And so it's going to be very apparent for LSU that some of these upperclassmen find a way to hold some things down as these guys learn. Now, I don't know, you know, Mike, they've just rotated so much there, you know, whether it's the freshman and Anderson and Gerald's, whether it's Steph Green or Malik Blockton, and even to some extent, Don McKinley. There's never been a day where I go out there and I'm like, oh, here we go again. You know, like, I mean, there's so much mix up there. So, again, I wish I could tell you that I knew. I just think that they are not playing around in reference to if you have a good day, you'll play. If you don't, you won't. And so that has been my overall theme on them. I do think that Steph Green has been a lot better, Mike, than maybe I anticipated to some extent. But at the same time, there's just been a lot of fighting, good, meaning fighting for position there. And Mike, if Richard Anderson can figure some things out quick, I don't know how you don't play him. I'm sorry, but you might just have to live with some of the inexperience, because when he creates havoc, I mean, he creates havoc. Again, talking about that LSU video, Mike, he's a half an inch away from a quick slant throw and breaking it down. And bopping it down. So, again, those are the situations that you keep seeing with him, and this kid's a flat-out baller, man. So it would not be surprising to me if through the first month of the season that 88's not a starter. I'm dead serious.
One of the things that have come out have been the accuracy skills of Hassan Longstreet, the backup mm-hmm. quarterback. And hopefully Sam Levitt stays healthy and that sort of thing. But to have a guy – who has, I think, for a lot of observers at LSU, coaching-wise, they really didn't know a lot about him. They really rave about how quickly he has picked this up, his accuracy skills, mm-hmm. and I had a conversation with one of the coaches, and he was like, hey, if you think you know, the guy at Ole Miss, Chambliss, is short, wait till you see Hassan. Okay, he's mm-hmm. not built like him, but it was like, whoa, man, can he throw a football? And it is accurate and right on the money. Has that been what you've been able to see?
A little bit. Again, very boom or bust with him. Mike, he starts off really slow and then picks up. Would I say that he has had the best week as an LSU Tiger this last week? Yes. I still think some decision-making, Mike, needs to be a little bit better. He did throw that interception that was posted. But I think that if you told me that he had the highest up ceiling in that room, I think you would be right. He can do a lot of really good things, and he has the chance to be special. him and Jack Marucci have worked on that throwing motion. Mike, it's even different from 2 weeks ago, and it has helped him be a lot more accurate, and he's starting to become deadly with it, yes.
When you look at the way they're using Harlan Berry, and Coach Kiffin brought it up during the press conference, running a more physical style, I do think they're going to move Harlan kind of across the board. I would certainly put him in the slot at times because of the mismatch you can get with Harlan Berry. But I think he's trying to tell you something here on why maybe Dylan Jones has the upgrade over the two. More physical runner in Dylan Jones. And I think that's come across to Harlan that, hey, even if you get a couple yards, you got to punch it up in there. But his ability to catch the ball coming out of the backfield – and we didn't see a ton of that last year. I think we're going to see quite a bit of that this year.
Oh, you're going to see it. Mike, here's a hot take for you. I don't know if Harlan Berry, even if he's not a starter, doesn't lead the SEC in receptions. Like, at the running back position. So I don't know that. I think you're right on the money there. I think they're going to utilize him in a lot of different spots and situations. I think they're going to throw him the ball a lot. I think they're going to be very creative with him. You talk about that slot position. So, Lane Kiffin, if you're listening, Mike, the TA said it, not me.
he can call me. I'm good. Hey, I've been married a long time. I've been chewed up before.
Well, he ain't going to do that because, they are posting him. But you're right. But, Mike, he has been a lot more physical. He has kind of picked it up a lot. I do think it's going to be him and Jones, but – Mike, again, I think Lane does salivate at the idea of how they want to utilize him. Again, I talked about this during the spring, Mike, we were at a team period. They threw in the ball five straight times. One was in from him in the slot. So you're not wrong. If they're entertaining it then, they're not BSing us. So I think that is going to happen. I do think he's gotten a little bit more physical in the run game. The only thing that I would say that I have seen personally with him is, Mike, they're just doing a lot more outside zones than inside, and he's able to pick a spot and hit the hole. Instead of him just trying to pound it in, let him find a crease, let him get north and south, and let him go. But in reference to throwing him the football, they're going to do that a lot. And I wouldn't be surprised, Mike, if you don't see something a little bit intriguing with him in certain situations.
Okay. Blake, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Always great information. Love when you come on with us, and keep doing what you're doing, brother. Is you clicking it out one day at a
Mike,
time.
Thank you. Hey man, hydrate gate is real. I almost fainted the other day. It's 100 degrees out there. My big butt was sweating. So I'm glad that we're here though, Mike. It's been good. Thanks as always for having me.
Thanks so much. Blake Ruffino does a great job with the Are You Serious Network covering the LSU Football Tigers.